It's hard to believe that someone we may know, perhaps a neighbor, may be going to bed hungry. The fight to end hunger continues, and one organization working around the clock is Minnesota Food Share. A little bit about the organization. Over the past 24 years, Minnesota Food Share has distributed over $16 million to food shelves across the state. They also work at increasing access to fresh produce for food shelf users and to raise awareness of the critical importance of healthy food options for all people. Joining me now is Janae Faulkner, Director of Community Engagement for Minnesota Food Share. Janae, I know when the housing market crashed in 2006 and 2007, Minnesota saw a huge spike in food shelf use across the state. Are we still seeing those record visits?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. You know, although unemployment is down, the food shelf visits would indicate that not everybody is thriving in the same way. So food shelf visits are still very relevant for communities. In the suburbs, 90% usage for food shelves has gone up in the last 8 years. Food shelf usage among senior citizens is up 25% from last year. And locally, we have 1 in 6 kids who are experiencing hunger.
And I know some of those numbers reflected the Twin Cities area. Are we seeing those mirroring images in outstate Minnesota?
Yeah, absolutely. Specifically, the 1 in 6 children go hungry. Although that's a local, it's between 1 in 6 and 1 in 10 statewide. And depending on where you are statewide, it could even be a little bit more dire than that. 1 in 10 just Minnesotans experiences food insecurity. And of those, 1 in 6 are kids.
And do you feel families are having to choose between, let's say, paying a utility bill or food or prescriptions?
Yeah. You know, for a lot of the working poor in particular, it's not uncommon for parents to choose not to have dinner every day. And maybe, you know, mom will have dinner with the kids Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and dad Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then they'll have a full family meal on Sunday or something like that, some variation where their parents are really choosing not to eat because that's one of the expenses that you can cut down on. You know, you can't cut down on what you're paying for rent or for your utilities, otherwise it gets shut off, but you can cut down on what you're eating, even though it is to their detriment.
And, you know, I understand that there's 300-plus food shelves around the state. Have these shelves been able to keep up with this demand?
You know, I think no, there's always need. There's always need of particular foods as well, depending on the area where people are at. So it might be specific foods for particular cultures that are in that they really need those items. A lot of food shelves struggle to keep diapers and wipes, detergent and fresh produce and things like that in. And those things are really expensive, but they're not what somebody thinks about when they think about a food shelf, some of those other necessities that you need for just maintaining a home or having children.
And, you know, wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. When we think about donating, especially around the holidays, I'm guessing a cash donation can go a bit further than perhaps a bag of food. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you know, really, contact your local food shelf. I think if you don't want to go that far, give dollars because then they can designate those dollars to what they need most. But you could also contact your local food shelf and just say, what is it that you need? And if you're doing a drive at your faith community or at your business and people don't want to give cash, find out what the local food shelf needs. It might be that they need diapers, and you could go a long way in providing those because for food shelves, their dollars do go farther than our dollars go, but not for all things, generally just for food.
And I also wanted to visit with you a little bit. I know that perhaps there's somebody out there listening that may be hesitant or perhaps pride is getting in the way and using a food shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Food shelves are really different from maybe what I'm thinking about 10, 20, 25 years ago. They've come a long way. It's a different atmosphere. That's what I noticed at my local food shelf anyway.
Yeah, you know, I think we're seeing that food insecurity is not something that when we first were noticing it, I think there was a hope that we could just get some emergency food assistance out to people and that would solve the issue. And we're noticing now with wages staying the way that they are, but the cost of other things increasing, that there are a lot of families who are working, they're employed, but they're in need. And so food shelves have done a really tremendous job in making a dignified space for people to come, where they can feel safe and they have choice, where they can choose items that would fit their family's needs rather than just be given a bag of items. Although there are some food shelves that still work that way, and that's just the best way that they can do it.
And with the holidays upon us, anything that Minnesotans can be doing maybe to help another family in need, or perhaps it's their next door neighbor, any advice for us on how we can help, Janae?
Yeah. You know, I think number one is to get the message out. I think it's really hard for us to believe that there are hungry people when we live in a really food rich society. And for those of us in the Twin Cities metro area, we're a very restaurant driven local food community. And so to remember that there are people that are in need, to reach out to our politicians and support legislation that protects people's food rights. And then to donate, to give money, to give items, just to be connecting.
For more information on how you can give to your local food shelf, you can head to Minnesota Food Share's website.